We are learning Masechtas Shkolim Daf Yitzayin on Beis, and we are starting the bottom of Yitzayin Ma'al with two dots at the end of the fifth line from the bottom. It's said in the Mishnah that Lomaslam Bitzafan, and Safan you had more doors, and one of them was called Shad Yechanya. And the Gemara elaborates on this door of Shad Yechanya. At Maitzeh Yifan, Mishash Ola Vuchanetzah Lakan, Vuchanetzah came down to the region, to the Middle East. He set up shop with his palace, he built a palace and set up shop in Antuchia, which is in Turkey. But Yotzei Sanhedrin Gedolei Lakros, as Sanhedrin came out to him, V'amar lo, Yagi Hazman Levaizel Lecharev, is it time, he looks like you're coming here for good, are you going to Mecharev Beis Mikdash? So he said, no. Amar lo, Oysei Shem Lachni Leim Tuli, give me the king, and then I'll find you, and I'll leave. Bo, V'amar lo, Yachin Melech Yehuda, Nebuchadnezzar Bayolach, I told you, Yachin, Nebuchadnezzar wants you. Kivin Sheshama, Mehem, since he heard this, Kach, not, Shamahem Kach, heard this, that he has to leave, he's going to Golos. Not the Maftechas Beis Mikdash. He took the keys of the Beis Mikdash. All the Gagi went up to the roof. Shal Heichel went up to the roof of the Heichel. Om Lefano, Vayin Shalaylam. L'Sha'avar Hayinu Nemarim Lach. Until now, you trusted us. Vayin Maftechasecha Mesurim Lanu. And you gave us the keys for the Beis Mikdash. Achshav She'ein Onu Nemanim. We're not Nemanim. You're taking us away now. Harei Maftechasecha Mesurim Lach. I'm giving you back the keys. And the chalik is exactly what happened. He threw it up to the sky. And the chalik is what happened. Shrein Amarim, Chalam Azarkon Va'od Liyard. He threw it up towards the sky and never came down. V'chal Oimrim, Kimin Yad, a hand came down, and it lost him a yardai. Took it from his hand. Kivin Chirol, when Kol Chayre Yehuda, when all the chashav people from Yehuda saw what happened, came, and they saw that the Beis Mikdash is over, because they don't have the keys, even though it wasn't Nechrav to another. A certain amount of years, I think 11 years, till at the end of Tzidkiyo, but Lamaisa, they saw already this is the end is near. So all the rich guys say, "Enough for Lamaisa." Went up to the roofs and they jumped off and they died. Hadol d'chsil, like says in the pasuk, "Masa gei chazoin," which is a lashon of a nevuah about Yerushalayim. Malacha eifaykil alisa kulacha lagagas. You all went up to the roof. Teshuas Malaya, Irhamia, this whole city of Yerushalayim that used to be a noisy city and a beautiful city, all everyone is dead. And there was a nevuah to this Maisa that after Yechanya threw up those keys to the sky and he lost the keys, the people in Yerushalayim were very despondent and a lot of them died. And that was the beginning of the Churban HaBayis. Zok the Mishnah Vayit, new Mishnah. So we had 13 Ishtachavayis, 13 Shulchanos, and 13 Shoipres. So we first explained the 13 Ishtachavayis, which is the last thing in the Mishnah. Now we explain what are 13 Shulchanos. We only know about one Shulchan in the base of Mikdash. The Lechem held the Lechem upon him. What's a 13 Shulchanos? Zok the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Shulchanos Hayav Mikdash. There were 13 Shulchanos in the base of Mikdash. Ches Shal Shayish, 8 of them were made out of marble. The Beis Hamit Bechaim, it was in the place of the Beis Mikdash where we did the Shechita. Shechita was done on the Tzafin side, facing the Heichos on the right side. That is where they did all the Shechita. And they had 8 tables of marble there, Shaleim Adichim Esekavayim. They wash off the innards on that table. And why is it made out of marble? Because marble stays cold. And you don't want the meat to get spoiled, so you left it. You use these cold tables. Well, Beis, so they already have 8 right there. Ubeiz b'mayrev, there were 2 on the mayrev of the kevesh. There were 2 on the west side of the kevesh. That means the kevesh is going, it's going on the left side. If you're facing the mizbeach, again, face always when we face the heichel, the kevesh is on the left side of the mizbeach. So now if you stand facing the mizbeach now, going up the kevesh, to your left again, to that corner, on mayrev, there were 2 tables. Echash shayish, one of marble. Echash kesef, one of silver. Also shayish, there's a varim. Before the Ivarim go up to the Mizbech, they left the Ivarim there. Again, it was cold, it was shayish. Vashal Kesef, and on the silver table, klisharis. They kept all 90 klisharis that were ready to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, and they took it out every morning, like the Mishnah says in Talmud. They took out all the 90 klisharis, put it down there, you know, the different things to be zayrik, the forks to turn over the thing, all the different items, all the klisharis that were kept over there. So that's already, up to already 10. Ubeiz ba'ulam, there were 2, the ulam was the structures in front of the heichel. So in front of the heichel, in the ulam, mefrim ha-pesach ha-bayis, by the door, there was also 2 tables. Achas v'shayish, achas v'shav. One was gold, one was shayish. Also shayish, noistim lechem upon him, when they brought the lechem upon him in, to switch the lechem upon him, they put it down there. And again, they wanted to stay hot, they wanted it, They put on Shashayas. We'll see the Gemara why they put on Shashayas. But they put it there because also because they don't want it to get spoiled. That's the reason they don't want it to get spoiled because it's not it's cold, so it won't get spoiled. Val Shazav, they put on Shazav, it's Yasa. What's the reason? Same reason they put it on Shayish, on marble when they went inside, when they left with the new ones, they left with the old ones, they should put it down also on Shashayish. Tarot says, no, Maila Makarish will read them. This is the Shulchan itself was Zahav, you had to put it down on Zahav. So you're ready up to, now we're up to 12 already. And what's the 13th? The 13th one was the famous Shulchan that we know from Parashas Truma and Parashas Vayakel, that the Shulchan that held the Lechem upon. Akad kana mishlo, the 13 Shulchanos. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Tani, there was a brisa that says Ashal Kesef, that we went into the Ulam, there was one Shal Kesef, one Shal Zav, not Shal Shayish, not a marble, a Kesef and a Zav. That's what the brisa says. Rabbi Yisi, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, b'Rabbi Yitzchak, b'Chanina, b'Mati, b'Shem Rabbi Yechanan, no, less kanshal kesef. But peishim asiyach, the kesef makes it hot, and it's in a room, and it make it spoil. So afraid the Gemara, what do you have to be worried about that? Loi king Tani didn't say in Mishnah, in Mesechus Avos, I think it is, zeh echad min ha-nisim shenasu beis ha-mikdash, one of the nisim made in the beis ha-mikdash, shem shem yimnich ha-moyseh chayim, kach yimnich ha-moyseh chayim, just like it came in hot, it left hot, a week later it was still warm. So you see that it was warm. So what's the problem? You put on shashayish. It never even got spoiled. But after a week, sitting on gold, what's the problem? And if you think about it, you don't mask your mask. You try to do what you could do to make it look like teva, and therefore you put on shashayish when you came in, and then the shulchan was a gold. You have no choice. Put on a gold shulchan, but you try to minimize the nisim as much as possible. Try to be malavish of derech hatav as much as you could. So to Marvaita, a little shaila in the middle Rebbe Ila, lo yhoyer sham lechem. Let's say they have no bread in stock. They don't have anything to make bread. So you have lechem upon them sitting there from Parashas Bereishis. And now Parashas Noach, the way it worked is, every Shabbos they switch the lechem. Come Parashas Noach, you want to switch the lechem, and there's no lechem to put on it. No switch for. What you do? So you keep this lechem here, or you just take it off because now time is up. That's the shayla. Shayla like this: the lechem upon him, you put on it every week, every Shabbos. Came Parashas Noach, you don't have lechem. There's a big drought. There's no grain in town. So there's two choices. Either you can tie it like this: that lechem upon him becomes like nice already. So if it's here on the thing for a week already, it's time to come off now and to eat and bring a macro levina. Or, on the other hand, you don't want to leave a shulchan with a lechem upon him, so you should leave it here. So what should you do? That's the shayla. Boyi kumir rab ila, lo yhoyishim lechem, mahu, lo nichol Shabbos bosh. You leave it for the next week also, leave it for another week. You only can take it off on Shabbos. Leave it another week. Om aloin, ksiv nesat al shulchan lechem upon him, fanei tamid. Loshen tamid. Lechem upon him, so I'm going to read the Goyen's Gersa, v'afilu kama yom. That's the Gersa, not Philip Apostle. Filu kama yom. Basically, if you learn the longest way of saying it over is that the shulchan can't be without lechem upon him. It's not that you have to put a lechem upon him. It can't be without lechem upon him. And therefore, you leave it there for the next week. Afilu kama yom, because it says in the Apostle, v'afilu kama shulchan lechem upon him, tamid has to be there all the time. Zotik maravaita. It says in the Pesukim that Shlomo HaMelech made 10 shulchanos. It says the pasuk there, Yomim v'yas shulchanos asara v'yanach b'heichol chamishim yamin v'chamishim esmol v'yas mizukei zav meya. It says there, Yomim, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis Hamikdash, he did some extra stuff. He built 10 shulchanos and put it in the heichol. Not one, 10. 10 extra ones. Altogether 11. Hasara shulchanos asa Shlomo. The chesiv says in the pasuk, v'yas shulchanos asara v'yanach b'heichol chamishim yamin v'chamishim esmol. Now, let's just speak outside first to the dimensions. Dimensions of a shulchan was 2 amas by 1 ama. So it was 2 amas long. The heichel was 40 by 20, and that's how big the heichel was. The whole structure was 60 by 20, but the back 20 by 20 was a Kodesh HaKadosh, and then it was 40 by 20. The halacha is that the shulchan has to be in the second 20 of the heichel. There's 20, 20, and then 20 Kodesh HaKadosh. The inside 20, that's where the shulchan has to be. And another locha has to be in the tzafon, has to be in the north, which is the right side of the heichal. Has to be in the tzafon. So now, Shaz, how do you fit these in? So let's see. So Asara, he made 10 shulchanos. In Tamar, Chamisha Vidarim, Hevet Tzafon. So how do you line it up? You line it up, you know, one after another, Chamisha Vidarim, Hevet Tzafon. So the whole width of the heichal is 20 amas. It fills the whole width in. because you have 10 times 2 is 20, it fills the whole within. So if you put it in, bedarim to tzafon, it's a problem. In tevach of bedarim, have tzafon. Like in a shulchan, kosher over tzafon. The shulchan is only kosher in the tzafon. Shnema, v'es ha-shulchan tita, tzel tzafon. So ma tam lev ha-chamisha, v'yamim chishma yismoyl. What does it mean they put 5 on the right side of the shulchan, 5 on the left side of the shulchan? El chamisha, min shulchan, yishal moisha, v'chishma yismoyloi. Doesn't mean smoyl of the v'es ha-mikta, of the heichal. We thought min means the right side of the heichal, left side of the heichal, which means tzafon and darim. Doesn't mean the right side of the heichal, left side of the heichal. It means the right and left side of the shulchan. And the shulchan was, the length was towards the length of the heichal. You put it on the right and left side of it, it's going le east to west. Mizrach to Ma'ariv. That's the Mara's Tarets. And the Mara, l'chamisha min shulchan, afa pikein, lo'yheim esad, v'sha Moshe v'ad. You only put the lechem upon him, only on Moshe's shulchan. The other shulchans were just, we'll explain it maybe tomorrow, why they did the shulchan. Shulchan was only for a different reason, not for the lechem upon him. Shinam says in the pasuk, the shulchan shall Allah lechem upon him. The pasuk says, it says in Shemois that the shulchan. No, this is a pasuk in also in Melachim Aleph. Yash loyma is kol ha-keilim asher beit Hashem is b'zachav shulchan asher lav lechem upon him zav. Only the shulchan had the lechem upon him. Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda Omer al kulo ney mesada. He was mesada lechem upon him, all of them. Shnema es shulchan es valeim lechem upon him. The pasuk says es shulchan es valeim lechem upon him, which pasuk divrei yomim. So he held that he put it on all of it. Let's finish up the Gemara. Tani, Mizrach Amayir v'Nesunim. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that 10 shulchanos are put from east to west. Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi Eliezer by Rabbi Shimon Aymer Tzafon v'Darim. It was north to south. Hayu Nesunim. So Frank the Gemara Kasha, and Rabbi is obliged to share with this. Mandiyom Mizrach Amayir v'Nicha. Like we said, because everything could be in the Tzafon. Nicha, kulam royal sheris, because they're all in the tzafon. Man diyam at tzafon darim, this is shulchan darim, shulchan alavim darim. And if you look at other mesechtas, the Gemara has even more kashas. That went from right to left, which was tzafon to darim. How do you fit 20 exactly into the walls? You usually can't fit. You have to walk through. The kahanim can't walk through there. It's blocking the whole thing. That's one kasha. Another kasha which you already have to answer is that obviously the shulchan shalmoish wasn't in between them, because then it wouldn't fit. It wouldn't fit either. So you have to say it just means that it was in a row and next to the shulchan of Moshe. So that's why we're proving that it had to be, it was Mizrach to Ma'ariv. And if you're learning the Olam HaDiyam and Olam HaSechtas, the answer is that they didn't put the 10 in a row, put 5 and 5, and therefore everything was in Tzafon, Ayin Shom, in other places. But Kapanu, we're coming out, there's 10 shulchanos, and Meshachem tomorrow will say over the Meshach Chachma why he had 10 shulchanos, because tomorrow we'll learn about the 10 menorahs that they had, similar to the 10 shulchanos.